I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Just take a moment and imagine that. God taking your heart and inscribing his law on it. Then as your heart beats, it beats with the very words of God. Pretty big stuff there. Now forgive me if I go off lectionary for just a bit. This passage from Jeremiah reminds me of another, one of the readings from Ezekiel at the Easter Vigil, which we'll hear in not even 2 weeks. A new heart will I give you, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove from your body the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and make you follow my statutes and be careful to observe my ordinances. Then you shall live in the land that I gave your ancestors, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. Now, what if we hold these two up side by side? God replaces the heart of stone with the heart of flesh, and then writes his law on it. It makes a certain amount of sense. You can chisel words in stone, but they just sit there on the surface. Now just think about how often we harden our hearts, or let our hearts be hardened. The world can be a scary place. All the things we go through, disappointments, betrayals, heartbreaks, all the ways we're injured deep down. It's so easy just to put up a wall, to keep out all of that. No, don't come in. You can't take what's mine. I'm strong. I'm not vulnerable. You can't hurt me. I know. I've been there. But let me tell you, in petrifying your heart, you prevent yourself from being the full person that God wants you to be. God wants to be our God and us to be her people. God calls us to be vulnerable. God calls us to experience the joys as well as the sorrows. Yes, the heart of flesh can be bruised and broken, but it can heal. There was a saying once I heard, I think it was on a Buddhist podcast, I heard that when the heart is broken, that actually provides more surface area that it can use to love. It can also grow stronger. It's like when you're working out, there are tiny tears in your muscle, but as it heals, the muscle grows stronger. And as a heart of flesh, it can pump life all through us. But we have to let God chip away at the stone so that the heart of flesh can be exposed. But it's not enough just to have a heart of flesh. It's not enough just to be liberated from bondage. I mean, the Israelites didn't go straight from Egypt to the Promised Land. They had to go through the wilderness. That is why God promises to write the law on our hearts the law of new life. That is the new spirit that God will put in us. Now, many of us hear the word law and think of something restrictive, confining, stultifying. Well, if you think about that, that might sound kind of familiar. It's that heart of stone I talked about. Not a heart of life, but heart of death. Not that the law is, but this confining, restricting thing that we think it is. It is not a law of life, but a rule of death. For in our fear of losing what we have, even losing our very lives, we are ruled over by death. Instead, what God calls the law is not a rule of death, but the word of life. As our heart beats, that word then resonates through our whole being. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. It's not an easy process. It hurts. For the stone being chipped away is a traumatic experience. Now, for any of you here who watch Game of Thrones, and sorry if I maybe spoil something for this past season. Don't worry, everyone dies. Okay. But in this particular case, there's this character, Jorah Mormont, who contracts this disease called grayscale, where he develops this almost stony-like scaling on his skin, and it'll eventually drive him mad and then kill him. But another character finds a way to heal him of it, but it requires chipping into that stony scale and pulling it off. And if you watch the show, Jorah is about to scream in agony. Now, that's not going to be the way it is with all our lives, but it's not going to be fun. Now, when I think about words written on a heart of flesh, I get the image of a tattoo. Now, I don't have any tattoos. I'm too chicken for that. But from what I understand, there's a certain amount of pain involved. You know what, though? There's no way of getting around that. In Toni Morrison's novel, Beloved, a character says that anything coming back to life is going to hurt. Now, what should we say? Father, save us from this hour? No. The glory lies in accepting the vulnerability of a heart of flesh tattooed with God's law. The glory lies in being lifted up from the earth with the word of life on the cross, dying with him, then finding the bonds of death broken and being raised to new life in Christ and having Christ living in us. So what do we choose? The rule of death or the word of life? Do we stay where we are, frozen in stone, vainly trying to hold off all the hurts of the world? Or do we accept the even greater strength of vulnerability, being enlivened by Christ? The certainty of hardness or the possibility of great joy and love? I ask you, what do you choose? The rule of death or the word of life? Amen.